This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. Between a soybean field harvest in November and to planting soybeans in May, it could be hard to find a useful crop in that short season. Spring oats or spring wheat might be a good answer. It can not only provide high-quality livestock forage, but can also help protect the soil from the heavy spring rains. It can even provide some weed control. There are still a couple of months away from the suggested planting dates for spring oats or spring wheat in southeast Kansas at around February 20th to March 15th, but either can be planted earlier if the field is dry enough. The oats need to be around 6 inches tall with a good rooting system before cattle can be turned out. The forage can be hayed, and this is best done at the late milk to early dough stage, and if hayed, it is suggested to do a nitrate level test. If the oats are not grazed or hayed, then the residue, once it is terminated, can act as weed control mulch for the summer crops in a no-till situation. Spring oats or wheat are going to be hayed need to be fertilizer with about 70 pounds of nitrogen pre-plant or top dress to increase growth speed or improve protein. Higher nitrogen rates are possible for fields that are going to be grazed, but it is unlikely to be worth the higher rates considering the current cost of fertilizer. Seeding rates for haying or grazing are about 2 bushels per acre. For spring wheat, that comes to about 120 pounds per acre. If you have any questions about spring oats or wheat or other cover crops, please give me a call at 620-724-8233.